Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. Amen. We want to welcome you to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Have a couple of general announcements. Voice of Truth will be celebrating its third year here on Blog Talk Radio next Sunday, July the 26th. We want to invite you to be a part of that service. Amen. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark that on your calendar and come and be a part of the celebration with us, celebrating working for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, we want to encourage you to get connected to the WOW team, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. We are Ministries Without Walls. The president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry is Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Amen. She is our founder and our president. Glory to God. Thanking God for her. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to the WOW team and the Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOW team, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao, and you can inbox her there and leave her a message there. Amen. Also, we want to invite you to be a part of the different ministries up on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. On Sunday, we have the Hour of Power with Prophetess Martha and Minister Elaine Jackson, myself. Glory to God. Prophetess Martha, the Prophetic Corner, is on from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth is live and on the air at 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. It's a two-minute clip, glory to God, that will start your week off with the Word. If you would like to get the Moment in the Spirit for offering of $25 or more, contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I have given you earlier. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We all need a word from the Lord. Glory to God, a powerful man and woman of God. Hallelujah. Then on Saturday, we have WOW Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected, glory to God. You want to stay connected. You want to follow us on our various social media ministries. Amen. Glory to God. So get connected to the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and stay connected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all our announcement. Don't forget next Sunday, our third year here on Blog Talk Radio, doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. The message today will come from Matthew's the 18th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 23. And while you're doing that, hallelujah, I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we thank you for another day, Lord. Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor and we magnify your holy name. For thou art worthy of all our praise, O Father. O Father God, we magnify, we glorify, we exalt your name, O high, O God, for you are worthy of all our praises, Father. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for healing and deliverance in our lives. We thank you for protecting us from all dangers seen and unseen, O God. God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for supplying all of our needs, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just give you all the praise, oh, God, for you are worthy. You are a merciful God. You are a good God, and we give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, Father. We pray for those who needs a Savior, oh, God. We pray, Father God, for healing in their land, Father. We pray for healing in our minds, Father. We pray for healing in our bodies, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them just where they are, God, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for supplying the needs of your people, oh, God, all through the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just praise you and magnify you and glorify you, for you're worthy of all our praises, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, for thou art worthy of all our praises. Glory to God. We thank you for another day, God, a day that we have not seen before, oh, God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify your holy name, for thou art holy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Matthew's 18th chapter today. Glory to God. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 23. And the word of God reads, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which will take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, for so much as he had not to pay. His Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and a payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Glory to God. I'm going to stop reading right there, but in your own devotional time, if you would go back and read the entirety of the chapter, our key scripture will be verse 27, and it reads, Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. The title of our message today is The Debt Cancellation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Debt Cancellation. Glory to God. And today we're going to just talk about the first servant here in this chapter, and we're going to talk about the debt that was paid. The debt that was canceled, hallelujah, in the spiritual sense of debt. Glory to God. But oftentimes in our lives, we have material debt, glory to God, that we wish that somebody would cancel. Glory to God. Somebody I'd be with, because I'm one of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got debt, and we got bill collectors calling us because we owe a debt, glory to God. Maybe we overextended ourselves, glory to God, and we cannot, you know, pay the debt on time. We're behind on the bill or whatever it may be. We have a debt, glory to God, that we have to pay. Well, here in the scripture, it tells us that there was a Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, that represents God, hallelujah, to Jesus, the debt. Debtor, which would be the servant, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, owed a debt that he could not afford to pay. Glory to God. In the spiritual sense, glory to God, the debt would be sin. Glory to God. God forgives us of our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the scripture said that he owed a debt that he couldn't pay. And the Lord had commanded for him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and probably everything that he had, all that he a debt that you owe. But this debt, glory to God, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, that the servant, the true and living God, hallelujah, the true and living God, hallelujah, forgave the debt. He said he had compassion. In other words, he had mercy. He had mercy for this servant. He had mercy. He had love. He had compassion. He had all of these things for the servant. Hallelujah to Jesus. And oftentimes in our lives, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, we have things that are debts that we want to get rid of. Hallelujah. We wish somebody would pay the debt for us. But the Bible says, glory to God, that the Lord, due to the compassion and the mercy and the grace, glory to God, that he forgave the man the debt. The debt was canceled. The sin debt was canceled. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. When we look at the word of God, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Well, who paid the debt? Glory to God. Who was the Lord? Who was the one that paid the debt and loosed him? Glory to God. When you come to God, hallelujah, as this servant did, and fall down on your knees and ask the Lord for forgiveness, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he fell down, glory to God, and he worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Lord has a capital L right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He fell down, glory to God, and he worshiped. Hallelujah. He asked for forgiveness. Hallelujah. In other words, he was given a prayer, glory to God, unto the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have mercy on me. Glory to God. Forgive me of my sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that God had compassion. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had compassion that he loosed him. Hallelujah from his sin. Because see, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus was shed for our sins. The blood of Jesus was shed for our sin. It was the blood of Jesus that paid the debt. Glory to God. The debt was canceled. Huh? Glory to God. The day that Jesus took the cross upon his back. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. The debt was canceled when Jesus, glory to God, was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. The debt was canceled. Glory to God. When Jesus had and feet were nailed to the cross, the debt was forgiven. Hallelujah to Jesus. The crowns of thorns that was placed on his head, the debt was forgiven. Glory to God. Ah, hallelujah. It was not that we were really worthy, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, or even deserved it, but God had compassion. It says the Lord had compassion and loosed him, glory to God, loosed him from the sin, glory to God. That's why the Bible says, glory to God, that God so loved the world that he sent his son, glory to God. He sent his son to pay the debt. Jesus paid the debt, glory to God, hallelujah. In other words, he forgave him of his sins. Glory to God. That's why he said that, hallelujah, he loosed him and forgave him of the debt of sin. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve. Glory, hallelujah, that he canceled our debt through Jesus Christ at the cross. Glory to God. We was delivered. Glory to God. We were loosed from sin. We're loosed from sin the moment that we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Glory to God. God, hallelujah to Jesus. The debt has been canceled. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. For the Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Isaiah, glory to God, hallelujah, that Jesus was wounded for our transgression. In other words, he was pierced in his flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah for our sins. Glory to God. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sin. Glory to God. It paid the debt. Glory to God. God forgives the sinner. Glory to God. He loves the sinner right where they are right now. But they must come unto the Father and fall down on their knees as this servant. Glory to God. And worship and praise and ask your sins. Glory. glory to God. Hallelujah. And he will save you, and he will heal you, and he will loose you. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He'll bring you out of the darkness. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve. You know, glory to God is really a powerful set of scriptures here. Glory to God, because it shows the love of God and what he had done. Hallelujah. To forgive us of our sin debt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for us, but it was not his sin that he died for. It was not that his debt that he owed. He died upon the cross for our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had no sin. Glory to God. It should have been me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should be paying for our own sin, but Jesus has already paid the price. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The sin debt was paid, and the sin debt was forgiven. It was canceled. It was erased by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If it had not been for the blood of Jesus, glory to God. If it had not been for the blood of Jesus, there would be no remission of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We had a big debt. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus, hallelujah, carried the debt for us. Hallelujah. He carried the debt for us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus being there nailed to the cross for the sins of the world, that we might be forgiven of our sins. Glory to God. God had compassion. He had love for us. Hallelujah. This forgiveness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cancel the debt. Ah, oh, hallelujah. It canceled our debt. Hallelujah. It was an act of love that came straight from the cross. Glory to God. You know, in the word of God, it says that Jesus said, forgive them. But when we really look at them, you can look at it many ways, and you get many different revelations of it. But here was Jesus, hallelujah, on the cross, nailed to the cross, and yet he said, forgive them. Yet he was on the cross. Hallelujah to Jesus. He paid for our debt upon the cross. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was there for you and me and everybody else. He was there for the world that all might be free, that all debt will be paid in full. Jesus paid the debt of our sin. Glory to God. He had no sin. He was sinless. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will forgive you of your sin. He will erase you. He will erase your sins. He will cleanse your mind. He will purge your mind. He will save your soul. He will deliver you out of darkness. He will heal you wherever you need healing. But you got to come unto the Father, and you got to ask him to forgive you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to come to him as his servant came to him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the servant knew he couldn't pay the debt. Do you know we couldn't pay the debt? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus paid the debt for our sin, we could be reconciled back to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because see, sin separate man from God. It separates us from God. And God never intended for man to be separated from him by sin. That's why he sent forth his son in the flesh, that we might be forgiven of our sin. What a great debt, huh, that we are forgiven. Hallelujah. The debt's been canceled. Hallelujah. The debt has been canceled. It was canceled over 2,000 years ago when a man named Jesus came and walked the earth. Glory to God. When a man named Jesus, glory to God, came, hallelujah, for the whole world. When a man named Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, took upon his body every sin, every disease, everything that we could go through, every sin that, good God Almighty, hallelujah, that we could go through, Jesus came and paid the debt. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. Here was Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Son of God paying the debt for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve, that he forgive us of our sin, and mercy comes through him. Salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The debt has been canceled. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. If we will all just do as his servant and come to the Lord, come to Jesus while we still yet have time, glory to God, and ask him to forgive us of our sins. And he will forgive us of our sins if we truly want Jesus. Now, you can't play with him now. You can't play with him because he knows your heart. Glory to God. God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says the Lord had compassion. He had compassion for us. He had so much compassion so that he made a way that we might have eternal life and not eternal death through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The debt has been canceled. I don't know about that, but I know all the debts and different things that I have in life. I want to be debt-free. I don't want no man nothing but to love him. Glory to God. And I think many of us want our debts to be canceled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you get right with God for real, God will cancel some of them debts. I'm talking about some of those debts that are in the natural. Glory to God. Not only cancel your debts in the spiritual part of it, and sin and debt, hallelujah, but I'm talking about some of those spiritual, those natural debts, hallelujah, that we have incurred over the years. God is able to do it now. Glory to God. He's able to loose your mind. He's able to loose your body. He's able to loose you from anything that's coming against you. But you got to come to him. You have a free will, and you have a choice. Glory to God. Everybody has a free will. Glory to God, and it is yours. Today is a day of salvation for you. Glory to God. To come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you have done, well, you can say, I done did so many things, Lord. I done did this. I done did that. Oh, God won't forgive me. God has already made a way. Hallelujah. He's already made a way. There is nothing too bad, because all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. All have sinned. None is perfect. Glory to God. So God will accept you right where you are. Right where you are right now. God will cancel your debt if you call on his name. And you ask him to come into your heart. You got to confess your sin. You got to turn your life around. Glory to God. You got to do like this man here. You gotta get, first of all, I got to get tired of sick and tired. I guess, you know, he probably said, you know, I ain't got no money to pay this. Something got to give. That's why he probably fell down on his knee. He got sick and tired of sick and tired. When you going to get tired? When you going to get sick and tired? Why you going to keep running? Glory to God. Why you still running? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the set of payment was made. He didn't have money to make the payment. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. That is able, hallelujah, to cancel our debts, whether it's in the spiritual or whether it's in the natural. He's able to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He's able to cancel every debt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is a forgiver of sin. He is merciful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he loves you. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's a forgiver of the debt. Hallelujah to Jesus. But today we just wanted to kind of talk about the first servant and the sin debt that he had, and how the Lord had loosed him and forgave him of the debt. Glory to God. But I do want to encourage you to go back and read what happened after that. And maybe next week, if it's God's will, we'll go to the second part, glory to God, about the second servant and also about this first servant. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we must know that Jesus has paid the debt for our salvation. We must know that we're already forgiven. We just got to seek God to get and ask him to forgive us of what we're doing, because, hallelujah, he's willing to forgive us if we'll ask him, if we're willing to change our lives and live for the Lord. Hallelujah, because he's already made a way. He's already made a way for us. God has forgiven us, glory to God, through the shedded blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we come to him, this forgiveness comes when you come to Jesus. It comes when you come to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will forgive you your sin. He will wash them away. Hallelujah. He will clean you up. Hallelujah. And make you into the man and woman of God he has called you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve, hallelujah, that he sent his only begotten son, hallelujah, to die upon the cross for our sins, hallelujah. For the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, today is today, glory to God. I want to encourage you, glory to God, to get your life right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus is soon to return, and you must know him. You have to confess your sins. Hallelujah. He is willing to forgive you, but you must confess your sin. You must turn your life around from sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We praise him right now. We're going to say a prayer of salvation, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, or if you're a backslider, hallelujah, and you need to recommit your life to Christ, glory to God, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Glory to God, hallelujah. Come into my heart, glory to God. Come into my heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. I believe that you paid the sin debt for me. Glory to God. I believe that you rose from the dead. I believe that I've been redeemed by the blood. And I want to save my soul. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that you shed your blood for me, which cleansed me from all sin. I want to live for you, Lord. I come to you, Lord, and make you my Lord, my Savior, and my Deliverer. I confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I repent of them and ask you to forgive my sin debts. I renounce them all this day, Lord. Hallelujah. And I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me. Forgive me now and cleanse me with your blood. I repent of any way that I have given place to the enemy in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. If you have given your life to Christ today, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Prophet Javon A. Ryle, inboxes there. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Glory to God. The debt has been canceled. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for canceling the debt that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free from sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have a blessed week in the Lord. Tune in next week here on Block Talk Radio at the same time. Glory to God at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to do our benediction. Glory to God. Now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.